We've got four guys out. Derek Wolfe out with his neck. Pecco's out with his knee. Paxton Lynch is out with his ankle. Ron Leary's out with his back. We've got four guys questionable. Jeff Hyman, knee questionable. Shane Ray, illness questionable. Todd Davis, illness questionable. And DeMarcus Walker, also with an illness questionable. That's the report for Friday. Questions, guys?
Did Davis and Walker practice?
No, they did not. It was simply because of the illness. You know, and it's obviously spreading fast, so we're trying to be smart with everyone.
Is McGovern the guy to step in for Leary?
McGovern's the guy at right guard, yes.
How tough is it as a coach to see a guy like Pecco who started so many games in a row?
That's tough. I mean, he started, 123 straight. You know, for a defensive lineman, that's amazing. You know, so to not have his next start this weekend, it's disappointing for him. Obviously for our football team also.
You still looking to make a move, I guess, either D-tackle or corner this week to add depth there?
Yes. Well, we're going to bring up Rios.
Right.
That takes up a Tlaib spot. Okay.
We'll
bring him up.
D-tackle,
We're fine. We got four guys to play, and we got DeMarcus Parker who can swing for us.
Coach, how big of an opportunity is this for Roby this week to kind of step up in a
big role? It's huge for Roby. I mean, he's been our third corner here for a number of years, but he's a guy that I've seen as a starter. So it's his chance to prove that he can go out and be a frontline starter versus really good receivers this weekend. So it'd be fun to watch. You know, fun to watch him play.
What are you hoping McGovern does with this opportunity?
Again, you know, for a young guy to have a chance to have his first start, it'd be fun to see. You know, I mean, he's worked hard. He played good in preseason. He played good in spot play this year. So to have a full game to play against, again, good competition against Dominican Sue and Jordan Phillips, you know, top-notch defensive lineman, it'd be fun to see.
Is Stevenson right tackle then?
Yes, he is. He's a starting right tackle this week.
What can you do to kind of try and fight against this illness spreading across the team?
What can I do?
Can anyone do?
Wow. I'm not sure. I guess wash your hands, right?
Has that been a problem?
I don't know. I mean, you're asking a football coach about flu symptoms. I have no idea.
Welcome to the head coach world.
Absolutely. I guess I can. I don't know. I guess Z-packs and all that stuff, and wash your hands, and plenty of fluids, right? That's what I would recommend. I would sign off on that.
Ben, does Kerr step in?
I'm sorry?
Does Kerr step in?
Yes, Kerr played well last week. You know, we got a four-man rotation there, including DeMarcus Walker, you know, basically on passing downs. You know, so we'll be fine there. But Kerr played well last week, so it'll be fun to see him play again.
Kerr was telling me he kind of gets down where Kolar was going to get from him. and then he got into a groove, and obviously
Yeah.
See something happening with Kerr?
Well, Bill's a great coach, you know, and he's bought guys here, you know, who have been just okay players, and they've become good players. You know, you watch what Shelby Harris has done from the spring to now, and you watch what Kerr's done from the spring to now. So that's Bill Kolar's touch, and the players, you know, work ethic, you know, to put up with Bill, you know, and overcome that hard coaching and become a player. So it's good to see.
You said Rios goes up.
I'm sorry.
You said Rios is going up. What'll be the
It won't be because we get Tlaib spot.
Oh, so he doesn't
right, we get a spot there because of the suspension for the week.
So
he falls in that spot.
You don't have to you're not ready to make a decision yet on Wolf. You're still seeing where that goes.
No, he's out.
No,
as far as long term, no, we're not ready to do that yet. He's out this week.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
All right.